brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 28th day of September 2011. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours live. Well, coming up later in the hour, I want to get into the amazing ABC News headline. Al-Qaeda, or Al-Qaeda, came out yesterday and told Ahmadinejad, that the leader of Iran, that how dare you say the buildings look like they were controlled demolition? We did it. And, of course, it's a message board. And then you've got, four of the five Al-Qaeda top men, all born in the U.S., publicly, secretly meeting at the Pentagon and being caught running the attacks, running the latest major Hassan attack, the underwear bombing, and more. I mean, it is so incredibly transparent. All of this propaganda targets people that are just basically halfway paying attention. That's what's happening here. And so we're going to be going over that today. Speaking of Al-Qaeda being Western-run, nightmare in Libya, thousands of surface-to-air missiles unaccounted for. We've got that report. Of course, that came out a few weeks ago, but now it's back in the news. Now it's thousands, including some heat seekers. And don't worry, though, Al-Qaeda leader Abdul bin Hajj, we've been talking about this the last few months. He's now writing columns. Mr. Belhaj is writing columns for the London Guardian, and we're told that the West is now running drone attacks out of air bases in Libya and other areas to fight Al-Qaeda in North Africa. So in reality, they put Al-Qaeda in, but that's okay because they're fighting Al-Qaeda. I mean, this is the incredible propaganda that we are basically force-fed. Here's another one, the London Independent. British soldiers in Afghanistan are shown snuff movies. They're called Kill Nights. Meanwhile, the troops are over there to grow the opium. And you know what's funny? That's just public information now. It's like, okay, the government, British government, the U.S. government, they're involved in the harvesting and the production of all of this. And here is the ABC News headline. Al-Qaeda to Iran, stop spreading 9/11 conspiracy theories. And it's always the usual suspects to put out these type of statements. Adam Gadon, real name Adam Perlman, grandson of the head of the ADL, former head of the ADL, who was arrested beating up Muslims outside mosque. He hated him so much. Now he puts announcements out that coincide with the Pentagon military-industrial complex agenda. And what was it, 4 years ago? Wired magazine reported that they had their big tech expert look at the video uploads of Adam Gadon and others, and the Al-Qaeda logo was in the same logo as the Pentagon connected groups putting the videos out. But that's not enough evidence for you. We again have Anwar al-Awlaki and others meeting secretly at the Pentagon, getting their marching orders. That's now come out in the last year. We've talked a lot about it. And so different organizations wanted to do a FOIA request and find out his State Department sanctioned record, State Department support. And, of course, national security was declared on that. And they don't care. They even still have al-Awlaki put out a little announcement. Always backing the police. They always backing new wars. This is full spectrum dominance, where the globalists move their fake Al-Qaeda chess pieces around wherever they want as a pretext to invade that country, and with great disdain at the same time openly give real Al-Qaeda control of Libya. That's their disdain, while saying Iran is Al-Qaeda, but separately having Al-Qaeda then criticize Iran when Iran doesn't play along with the fable.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. It is Wednesday, the 28th day of September 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Joining us in the first 20 minutes or so of the next hour, Wayne Madsen, formerly with the National Security Agency, always giving us great intel, is going to join us to talk about the latest on Iran saying that they're going to send warships off the U.S. coast. Very bad move. What does this signal? I mean, no matter what, quote, side you're on, I'm neutral in all of this baloney. This is not a good thing. Also, he can talk about the fact that alternative media reported years ago. I went and looked it up. Prison Planet 2 years ago reported on Facebook tracking everywhere you go after you leave Facebook, even when you log out, and selling the data to corporations and government. Google does that. They all do it. All the big ones are government-funded, financed, positioned behemoths. And so Wayne Madsen will be breaking that down. I noticed that Facebook, after InfoWars.com and Natural News and others in the last few days, wrote articles about Facebook admitting that, okay, they do track you everywhere you go, even after you log out of Facebook. They've now apologized and say they're going to stop. Just like the founder of Facebook called you dumb, bleepers last year when it first started to come out. TomTom 2 years ago got caught selling your data and tracking you, the GPS company, and said they stopped. They were in the news again yesterday, caught again, and they said, don't worry, we'll stop. This is a psychological warfare operation. When they look, there's a going for broke hoax happening. All over the country, they go on the news in the week before school and say, it's the law, go to this sports stadium and get your free shots. There is no law. 12 years ago, the federal government signed secret deals made public last year to take all the death benefits of all U.S. military personnel from World War II through to today. The government now admits that they're growing the opium in Afghanistan. It has now been confirmed in two federal courts. They've had district attorneys go public on the Texas-Mexico border. Sheriffs have gone public on this show years ago, but in the news this week, that indeed the U.S. government allows select drug cartels to bring in unlimited tonnage of cocaine, heroin, and marijuana, namely Sinaloa. And that Sinaloa is then given firearms. They don't allow guns to be sold out of shops to drug cartels and order the shops to do it. It just came out confirming what we already knew. In one shop alone, were ordered to basically sell at rock bottom prices, paid for with taxpayer money, to the Sinaloa cartel 2,000 firearms out of one shop alone. That came out 2 days ago. We've covered it. But, I mean, think about what this means. This morning, last night, this morning, today, I thought about just dropping everything for about a week. Not doing the nightly news or having Aaron do it or others do it. Not doing the radio show. And just chronicling, digging through all of our massive research and assembling thousands of pieces of bedrock government corruption, where it's absolutely admitted that they nerve gassed and killed our own troops in tests, or shot up little kids with syphilis, or fed pesticide to CPS grabbed kids just a few years ago, or are growing the opium in Afghanistan, or the CIA caught shipping cocaine in hundreds and hundreds of times, and guns into Mexico, and DynCorp and Halliburton and the Pentagon and the UN caught running giant child kidnapping rings. I mean, I mentioned that yesterday, DynCorp child trafficking, and it was Chicago Tribune, BBC. You also see our articles there. But the point is, it just hits me every moment that it's so overwhelming. It's so ridiculous how over the top the corruption is and how naive we are. You know, I talk to repair people that come to my house. I talk to people on the street. And I get a lot of feedback, and I talk to people who've never heard of my show. You know, you talk to somebody who is awake, they won't shut up, you know, telling you about things because they care. They're informed. Wow, they know what's happening in the world, and they want to stop it because they want to live in a better society, and they understand history. But when you talk to people that aren't aware, they don't know about secret spying. They don't know about bio-warfare soft kill operations. They don't know what sodium fluoride's doing to them, admitted fact. Almost every EPA scientist themselves, multiple times for over a decade, has signed petitions and said, please take it out of the water, it increases cancer, and they give all the evidence for it. Just unplug my earpiece here. I mean, more and more when I sit here and I go over all the news and all the information, even before I go on air, it's mainly that the general public is in a trance. And you talk to them. I mean, I remember 12 years ago or so documenting that OnStar was listening to you all the time with NSA computers, nonstop transcribing everything you say and do in your car. And I went on air And I reported it, and I got attacked and called a kook. Even though I had the documentation. And then this morning, I'm listening to local talk radio, the big talk station, and I hear the talk show host with the co-host reading out of the news that, okay, wow, OnStar actually listens to you with the microphone built into the cell phone in the dash, even when you turn it off, and they sell it all to government insurance companies, and they're tracking everything you do and everywhere you go and putting it into databases. And the other host said, well, I don't have a problem with that. I think that's good. They want to take care of us. And he wasn't being sarcastic. The other host said, really? And he goes, yeah, everybody should have to have these in their cars. Well, actually, the federal government's come out for more than a decade and said that that's their plan. See, here's the problem with doing this show. Just while I was sitting there talking, I remembered a month ago, Epoch Times reported on it, but it was also in other publications. In fact, try to pull this up, that Chinese government putting tracker systems in cars. And they call it a toll road system that you have to have in your car for many of the roads being toll roads, but the tech publications have analyzed it and found that it's actually a wireless tracker beacon and has a wireless audio sensor in it, and that they are listening to people in their cars. It's basically an OnStar chip, a little cell phone transmitter. And it's like, oh my gosh, the communist Chinese, aren't they incredibly draconian? So my point is, we are not in Kansas anymore. And I say that a lot. I mean, you don't need some loudmouth, obnoxious Texan up here to tell you all of this. But then it begs the question, why isn't more being done about this? Why aren't more of you angry and upset and involved? In the final equation, I don't like having a scientific dictatorship built over me by a bunch of control freaks who fall over one another to write books and publications calling for the reduction of the human population of 80% or more. They started 80% and then had big debates, and we've written countless articles on it and showed you their documents and made the film Endgame, where they put out articles defending Dr. Pianca at UT that says 90% need to be killed, and sooner rather than later, with airborne Ebola. And I had his graduate students send me threatening emails, and I went and looked them up. These were doctors and chemists and biologists, a couple of them working in bioweapons facilities. And it was like, he's a very great man, and by the way, you ought to be glad that he's so liberal. Most of us believe humans are a disease, and it will be a sheer pleasure to kill the final human. And then I'm the bad guy for being against this. They have troops growing opium on ABC News, BBC, and Fox telling us it's good. Every major vaccine manufacturer, when they study the vaccine, it's designed to do the opposite of what you're told. The Gardasil clearly, and Dr. Tenpenny agrees, is a autoimmune disorder weapon. These other vaccines, you look at them, they're filled, chop-filled with cancer viruses. So is the Gardasil. It's hidden in plain view. It turns out, oh, wow, this isn't really attenuated. This isn't just the protein of the RNA of the virus. It's a full RNA shell combined with the aluminum, so it's going to bind with your DNA. I mean, it's hidden in plain view. It's a bioweapon. And, of course, it's screwing women up and screwing young girls up, and there's all these thousands and thousands of horror stories, and right at 24% of all vaccine adverse reactions reported to the federal system are Gardasil. By the way, on average, 2% report adverse reactions. So if it's 18, well, now it's 20-plus thousand, I was corrected. If it's 22,000 and growing, and that's 2%, holy mackerel. And again, I haven't even gotten the news. I'll just read you some headlines when we come back. It just, at a certain point, what is the point? Like trying to convince people, hey, man, the government's out of control. It really is. Don't you want to be free? it's so creepy to have these killers over us, and it's so obvious what they're doing, it should be easy to bring them down.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They're poisoned. Poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, Eotech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me start getting into the news. Later, I'm going to open the phones up as well. It's just, it's crazy to be informed and then see other people that have no idea about the three branches of government or how their state legislature works. And I'm horrified by that, you know, the danger of how they can then be manipulated by the system. But people that join the corrupt system, they love the fact that the public is so gullible and dumbed down and that tricks work on them. And, I mean, I got children. Even if I was an evil person, I wouldn't want them to grow up in a world run by corruption and lies. And I'm not saying there's some utopian thing that's possible, but we certainly can strive towards something better. We know that. We know if we just give up on all standards, things degenerate. And it freaks me out that they actually put real Al-Qaeda in charge by name, with people bragging that they've killed U.S. soldiers in Iraq, in control of Libya, and then lecture us about how Al-Qaeda is going to attack America, so I've got to have the TSA grab my genitals. And then you've got all these federal memos where they admit they use the threat of terror as a right to federalize everything as a pretext to take our freedom. I mean, it's admitted. The former head of Homeland Security, Governor Ridge, admitted. Tom Ridge admitted it was all fake, that they issued fake terror alerts. And it's weird that it's almost like the more corrupt it gets, the more some people just buy into it. Because, well, it's the establishment doing it. Now, Congress does have the lowest approval rating ever, and there's all the big polls out that people, the vast majority, think the government's not, you know, in their best interest. And mainstream media is losing more and more credibility and viewers. I mean, those numbers come out every day. So I should be positive, but it's not enough. It's not enough to just not believe these people or not like them. They know you're awake, and so they're going to wreck everything and bring in a hardcore tyranny to suppress us. This isn't like we're just going to figure out they're evil and everything goes away. It's at the point you figure out they're evil that they really show their teeth. I mean, I saw this, I don't know, 2 weeks ago. It was reported that a bunch of service-to-air heat-seeking missiles, the type that one guy can operate, you pull up on a highway outside an airport. You know, these things, a lot of them I was reading have, can go up 10, 15,000 feet. A plane takes off. It has no way to avoid it. It's at 2, 3,000 feet, flying over a neighborhood. The guy fires it, boom, aircraft goes down. And the feds will love that. You see, in old time systems, and even just 50 years ago, if an agency screwed up and let something happen, they wouldn't get more power. They would get in trouble. People would get fired or go to jail. Now you get promoted. This is exactly what they want. And so here it is. It's confirmed. Thousands of missiles are missing in Libya. Now, remember, it was in the Washington Post last Friday that they're using drone bases in Libya and surrounding areas to, quote, fight Al-Qaeda in the region. Because they know the average person reading that doesn't put two and two together and go, but wait, they admit they put Al-Qaeda in power, and the groups fighting the Libyan rebels are the opposite of Al-Qaeda, not saying they're really good either. But it's just like when Bush said Iran is with Al-Qaeda, and Ahmed, Dinajad is with Al-Qaeda, and the dictator, because they've had fake elections of Afghanistan, Mohammad Karzai says, sir, they are not with Al-Qaeda, because he knew all over the Arab and Muslim world that was ridiculous. It was like saying, you know, Bill Clinton is Chinese or something. It's just absolutely ridiculous. But they're talking to an American audience. And I remember hearing Bloomberg radio a few weeks ago, and they were laughing, going, Americans don't even hold passports on average or know where Europe is. Ah, they'll never understand. They're being screwed. And they were giggling. But it's true. I wouldn't laugh about it unless it was sardonically in a sad way, I guess in a satirical, sick laugh. I mean, I do that sometimes. But this was a celebratory laugh. Ha-ha, the American people are idiots. And here was the investor class getting off on that. You know, when you pull down society, it pulls you down as well. You end up getting carjacked. You end up getting robbed. Your daughter ends up marrying trash. You don't get away with all this stuff. And, all right, here it is, ABC News. Nightmare in Libya. Thousands of service-to-air missiles unaccounted for. And now they're going to have to have checkpoints everywhere because Al-Qaeda is going to attack us. But nobody asked the question. Al-Qaeda leader is now writing columns for London Guardian. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank with an urgent update from eFoods Direct. Folks, we're all fighting huge food price increases. eFoods Direct has been doing all we can this year to help you get food before the perfect storm of exploding food prices from the 2011 harvest. During September, eFoods is giving you free shipping on your food supply orders. But you have to understand, we're entering the eye of the food cost storm. Ethanol is boosting gas prices and driving corn costs so high our wheat for bread is going into animal feed, and pasta wheat cost has doubled since last year. I strongly advise you to get your order in before the free shipping deadline, September 30th. Free shipping, including Alaska and Hawaii, ends September 30th. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You know, I think the point that I need to make again, because it's so central, is that it is mentally ill to know that the government is run by corrupt, ruthless special interests who are above the law and are getting away with crazier and crazier stuff by the day. And then to continue, though, to believe anything the government or the media owned by these big banks tells you. That is crazy. I mean, if you had an employee that lied to you 10 times, you'd fire him for sure on the second or third time. Wouldn't get to 10. If you had a neighbor that constantly lied to you, after 3 or 4 times, you'd learn that guy's bad news and you'd stop talking to them. You might even move. I know I've moved before when I've had bad neighbors. But instead, because we don't feel like we can get rid of these criminals, we just kind of give in to them. Well, that's what the pimp does. You know, he slaps me across the face. It's really a broken attitude. So, yes, the people know on average, every poll shows it, the vast majority, over 80%, no, the government killed Kennedy. No, the Federal Reserve's private ripping us off. And know that we're in trouble. and don't want the TSA sticking their hands down our pants. That's right at 90%. And don't want it at the NFL. That's above 85%. But the establishment's answer is not going to be, oh, well, we'll just go away. No, they're used to having their way. That's why they proposed martial law in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's why all over the country they're just banning citizens' communications or arresting people that try to politely bring up government corruption at city council meetings. That's why the North Carolina governor, the media is trying to say it was a joke now, but he told the newspaper it was not a joke. He said it seriously, that because of the crisis, they should just suspend Congress, suspend elections for 2 years, which would be suspending Congress. It wouldn't be a real Congress anymore. And that's all part and parcel with the super Congress making the spending decisions on what bills get brought forward. That is the power of the purse. Out of the general house into a super Congress. The Senate now is involved in bringing forward, because there's senators that are on it, along with House members, bringing forward spending legislation, completely unconstitutional. And then even so-called patriots and people out there can't get their minds around the fact that this is new and draconian. They're like, well, we've had special committees before, not like this one we haven't. Ron Paul got it right and said it's not in the Constitution. But that's not even strong enough language for what we're dealing with. So what happens is people just get accustomed to tyranny by degree, and they make more and more and more and more excuses for it. Look at this stack of news right here. In fact, if you give me a document cam shot in there, prisonplanet.tv, folks can watch this. All this news is up at infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. If you're a radio listener, you can go check it out. OnStar kills plan to track ex-subscribers. Every time they get criticized for this by the alternative media and it gets picked up, they say, okay, we won't do that now. You notice they send a message out saying, even if you opt out or turn off the service, we're going to have audio link and listen to you, and we're going to track everywhere you go, and we're going to sell that to insurance companies and the government. You don't think they're just, you have all this technology because they care about you. You don't just think you get a digital cable box because they love you. It's tracking everything you do. There was a public school in California, another one in Pennsylvania a few years ago. They came out and said, kids, be good. We're watching you at home over your laptop. And it was a minority of parents came out and said, well, that's Big Brother. And the school said, no, that's safety. And then the school had such disdain when they got criticized, they suddenly switched gears and lied and said, we're not listening or watching you. They said, but you were on the news. Here you are saying it. So lawsuits were filed and the thousands of videos. It was tens of thousands of videos and tens of thousands of photos of kids in the shower. The school administrators, the teachers could hardly get their work done watching the kids at home. Police were calling kids into the principal's office because they were seen eating pills. Turned out it was Skittles. And I've noticed that when I was warning people about this beforehand, when these big companies were bragging in their stock prospectus boil downs and stockholder reports that they were watching everybody at home and tracking everybody and listening to everybody, and every major company was doing it. Telecommunications Act since 96, everything wired in by federal regulatory law to do this. But see, they weren't ready for the public to know about that at that time. So I'd talk about it and show documents. They'd be like, national TV, local news. This guy is a lunatic. The government, the corporations would never do that to you. Now that we've been eased into this, they're like, oh, yeah, every big company's doing it. That's actually their biggest profit margin. Why, the major pizza chains are now, in some cases, making more money per quarter on tips to law enforcement because they get 25% of the fines and fees than they do off pizza sales. I remember seeing a case, must have been 15, 16 years. No, my grandfather was really still alive and in good shape then. I guess that was actually in. I was in high school. That was like 20 years ago. And I remember I used to go over some Sundays and watch 60 Minutes when my grandma made dinner. grandma's still alive, and watched 60 Minutes. I'll never forget watching 60 Minutes. And it was about how the airline ticket people, in many cases, make double or triple. One lady was paid 30-something thousand a year, and she's made over 100,000 that year. In when people paid cash, calling air marshals on them. And then they would just confiscate the cash and go, you shouldn't have $10,000. And it was a case of where the guy sued and fought back. He was from South Carolina, flying to Houston. And he liked the cash business. It turned out his taxes were all paid and everything. And then he'd get a discount for paying cash. He's an old guy. On the barrel head for the trees, they would then ship by 18-wheeler, a whole bunch of 18-wheelers up to the Carolinas. And they took his $10,000 and everything. And it turned out that that ticket teller was getting some of the money. I remember watching 60 Minutes, actually a pretty good show sometimes. Kind of old-line journalism. You know, they're still globalists, but they're so arrogant and want to be on top that they still report on things about major hospitals killing people for their organs. And of course, it was the usual suspect, Illinois, New York, places like that. And, of course, just a few years before, when my dad said, do not sign your organ donor card. Word is in Dallas hospitals they won't save you and will harvest your organs. And my dad was a dentist, oral surgeon, and had worked rewiring jaws and things in hospitals and knew a lot of doctors. But I still remember thinking my dad was crazy when I was doing my driving test when I was 15. He said, do not sign that organ donor card, son. Do not sign it. Because the word is doctors in town say don't sign it. But that's just a doctor-to-doctor thing, you see. And I'm thinking, my dad is a funny guy, he's a smart guy, but come on. This stuff isn't true. And then 60 Minutes, they're taking your organs. They caught him in Austin taking organs of people and letting them die to get them and taking their corneas. That's the big ones. They even had one case where they thought they'd let the guy die and they'd let the anesthesia go away, and they'd already taken one of his kidneys. That happened a few years ago, and he woke up and on the operating table, and the doctors were like putting him down, and a nurse rebelled, so the guy got sewed up and lived. That's why we know about it. But you know, that's how crime works, though, because that's how those hospitals work. They'll give those doctors a little cut on the side of the 400,000-500,000 organs they'll pull out of somebody. And see, it's only our naivete that allows all this to happen. I know I keep going back to that, but I talk to men and women and others, and they can be successful business people, but if they're not tuned into the real world, they're only specialized in their area, and they care about going to the movies or playing golf or collecting wristwatches or motorcycles or whatever it is, you tell them basic stuff that's absolute fact, and they'll look at you like you're crazy. In fact, this morning I was listening to this local talk show host, and he was talking about the conspiracy theorists that don't like OnStar listening to you and tracking you. So, see, I was a kook before for saying it was happening, but now I'm still a kook. I'm still a kook now that it has come out and is admitted. I'm a kook for not liking it. That's like medical device seller guy I talked to on air, but I've talked to other people in person it's happened to. And he went back to his company many years and said, look, I want to start working in the office. I want a desk job, even if it's a pay cut. Because I am tired of having my genitals grabbed all the time and going through this, and they want to put me in microwave scanners. And his boss said, well, so you're a conspiracy theorist now. Now, let's get this straight. He doesn't like going in a microwave oven. He doesn't like having his space violated. This is not disputed. This is going on. Not liking it is a conspiracy theorist. And, you know, some of these local shows, I only try to call in every 2-3 months. And this particular show, I've called in before, and this call screener says, no, Alex, I actually know the program director. And he's like, oh, please call in. We'd love to have you on any of the shows. But, you know, the call screener, oh, I talked to the host. They don't want your input. They just want to sit there and make jokes about me. Or when somebody calls in and brings up a fact, well, hey, Ron Paul's actually winning many of these polls and in second or third place. Oh, yeah, and they start playing X-Files music or Imperial Battle March and go, that sounds like Alex Jones. Turning the light on at night, if you go outside to put something in the trash can, is evil, is a conspiracy theory. Thinking, being involved, watching your step, it's weird. You see, it's an attribute to be a sucker, to be a chump, to be an idiot. I mean, this is beyond 1984. In this nightmare, horrid future that he foresaw under English socialism, Eric Blair, pen name George Orwell, imagined where there's cameras and microphones at the park hidden and where your TV watches you two-way. I mean, I remember a engineer from Time Warner contacting me 15 years ago and then even coming to my house and meeting with me and showing me the Scientific Atlantic cable box and showing me how there was a built-in microphone and explaining that no one, it wasn't in the manual, it wasn't advertised what you would use it for, and that it was two-way. And that they were going to come out with DVR systems soon, other companies were, and that it was going to track everything you did. Of course, now that's all admitted. And I went on air and warned people and got laughed at. And then years later, I had a Time Warner cable guy at the house, one of the installers, and I said, you know that's got a microphone. And the guy's like, yeah, I know it's got one, but so what? Why are you acting like I was weird? Because, I mean, this is what I'm talking about here. Oh, you don't like people grabbing your genitals. You're a conspiracy theorist. That's like saying, I like strawberry ice cream, not chocolate. And they say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You know, I prefer Dodge over Ford. Well, you're a conspiracy. Thinking is now a conspiracy theory. I prefer lime Topo Chico mineral water over regular. See, it's a throwaway line that they now just use against people. It's like when that trader came out, that stock trader came out on Goldman Sachs and said, they rule the world, we're going to have a depression, the money's all going out of Europe. And BBC responded to their own report, Forbes did, I covered it last night on the Nightly News, and said, is this a hoax? Is he a real traitor? Because what he said was so true, they just tried to imply, oh, it's a hoax, instead of making it about the real issues he talked about. They always want to change the subject. So they had articles out early in the week going, is OnStar really listening? When it was sent to 6 million OnStar customers in North America and was confirmed by hundreds of technology publications and blogs, still, last week and this week, it was, is it real? Is it real? Nightly News. They knew full well that it was real. But they had to first say, is it real, to discredit it in the mind and say, is it a conspiracy theory? And then say, okay, they are, but now they're not going to listen to you and track you. But if you read the fine print, they're saying, okay, if you opt out, we won't track you anymore. But of course, these are big, brazen, exempt, immune, multinational, tax-exempt companies. They are going to continue. TomTom gets caught 2 years ago. They're caught again. Facebook caught 2 years ago. They're caught again. They're not caught. This is a bum rush. I remember 10 years ago, they had a big conference on RFID and tracking with big corporate leaders in Chicago. And I was reading through the transcript. A listener emailed it to me who had, and I went to the area. And it had the big CEO up there going, our prospectus analysis shows 87% of people are against RFID and tracker systems. But in another study, we show that over 90% will end up submitting if we just force the issue. But we've got to have industry unification to have mass adoption of this system. And the total goal is total tracking and predictive systems that will allow us to predict future trends within close to 100% probability. Applause. They're up there. We have a crystal ball takeover system. We will force this through. I mean, they're just right there in your face saying, we are going to force this down their throats. And I can't even get the general public to wake up because they were preconditioned this didn't exist. Instead of going, wow, I was lied to. This government and these corporations are out of control. It's like, well, okay, they're listening to us, but I still like the government. And maybe it's reasonable. It's this little ninnying thing where these metrosexual men, I've noticed, they will like team up with the corruption. They'll go, well, I'm for that then. And it's just like, just because you sit there and play in your mind, make believe that the government's your imaginary friend, it isn't your friend. You're a schmuck. That's the word for you. A schmuck. A sucker who loves, a willful moron. And I am sick of willful morons who want to be slaves and then who all get together and go, I think it's good they're going door to door with forced inoculations in California under color of law. You should do that. I don't want to get sick from you not being vaccinated. Hey, moron, if you've been given a vaccine that protects you, then why do you care what I do with my body? Get out of my life. I got all this fake racism news, too, they're really pushing. It's now reached like a witch hunt for a guy was out in an ice cream cone outfit from Puerto Rico. They thought it was a Klan event. It's all coming up, the economy and more. Stay with us.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Infowars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of Infowars.com for the free Infowars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the Infowarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Man thinks, cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he please.
All right, I want to get into some economic news ahead of Wayne Madsen joining us on some geopolitical developments, including Iran saying they're going to send warships to the U.S. coast. That's a horrible idea. OnStar kills plan to track X subscribers. And again, they've now come out and said, okay, we're not going to track you now, even if you never activate it. See, something shouldn't like that shouldn't come as a automatic in all General Motors cars. You should have to opt into that. But notice, oh, here it is, but don't worry, you don't have to turn it on. Yeah, right. Here's another one. Facebook tracks your every move even after you're logged out. That was on Infowars.com yesterday. Now today, we didn't mean to track you, says Facebook, as social network giant admits to bugs in new privacy row or fight. Remember what Zuckerman said? He said, you're a bunch of dumb effers. He said, our users trust us, and just started laughing. Oh, it's so much fun. He admitted he did that. See, the globalists revel in the fact that you don't want to believe they're bad people. And so because you won't admit that, they've got free reign over you. They've got free reign over all of us. All right, I got a bunch of other news. This is getting insane. Drudge linked to this yesterday. AP labeled racist for accurately transcribing Obama's speech. Meanwhile, a Puerto Rican guy, I don't even know what the Ku Klux Klan is, was an ice cream outfit, and people thought it was the Klan, caused a big freak out. They got a UC Berkeley bake sale, ignites protest. Why? They got a law about to be signed by the governor that says if you're black, you pay a lot less tuition, and that is discriminatory. Two wrongs don't make a right. So they're calling them racist for illustrating it, for illustrating the racism. The Air Force is going to be targeting on the highways of America underage drinkers. That's how they decided to roll out troops on the streets. That's all coming up. But I wanted to briefly bring Ted Anderson up, maybe towards the end, too, with another update. This is exactly what Ted said was happening Monday. COMEX gold in solidly higher on bargain hunting, weaker U.S. dollars. The dollar only spiked for a while. Higher crude oil prices. Gold, silver jump as dollar sags. Selling pressure eases, so that's from Kitco, Forbes, and Barron's. And they admit that it's all the big margin increases. Now, they've basically made it super hard to trade in gold digitally, but all that's doing is forcing people into the physical market, Ted has found. I want to be clear with you. Ted is having 10 times the sales he has ever seen right now. You would think that people, he's the owner of Genesis, the owner of Midas Resources, great patriot. You would think, because in past, when gold's down, people don't buy, which I think is stupid. Ted and I buy when it's down. This is a buying opportunity for gold and silver. The market fundamentals are all there. People have actually gotten that. And Ted is basically selling out of most of everything he's got. Ted, this is the first time you've seen this. This is a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. I can tell you right now, I've talked to a lot of wholesalers across the United States and other gold dealers, too, and it's all the same thing. They've been able to force people out of the futures market, but they haven't done anything with the physicals. Even Bloomberg was reporting yesterday that China, the demand for jewelry just went through the roof when the price went down. It's like people are moving into the physical market, or they look at the warning signs and everything that's going on. They're moving into the bullion market. It's all they're taking out are the people that are trading in the futures market, which has a tendency to drive the market forces. But I can tell you right now, if you can stomach the volatility, the governments, and I don't even think this is coming out of Washington, D.C. I would say the central banks that control the world, that New World Order you always talk about, is pushing the reserve requirements down, and that's why we have the volatility. That's why we can get a better buy at this time.
But it is starting to go back up, folks, so get on the gold train, silver train today. Call and ask about the index of radio specials they've got at the lower prices. 800-686-2237. Don't lose this opportunity.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.